And then something that you're forgetting, went to the store, if they put some kind of, they put some produce of some sort into a container.
Paper bag.
Yeah, now, did you ever call that anything else?
No, but they call it in Virginia paper sack and so on. No, we never called it a paper sack. We called it paper bag.
How about a poke?
Yeah, we called it paper poke, too.
But sack sounds...
More poke than bag.
I see. Okay, and then one made of, if you got 100 pounds of a big, heavy...
We called them sacks.
Yeah. What kind of sacks? Now, what would you...
We had toe sacks, and then we had grass sacks.
They're different?
Yes.
Could you describe those and kind of differentiate them?
Well, the weaving of a grass sack is tight enough to hold grass seed.
Mm-hmm.
The weaving of a toe sack will hold wheat and grain,
mm-hmm.
but won't hold grass seed.
I see. So the toe sack would be looser.
Mm-hmm.
And then, did you have a mill around for...
Yes, Mr. Padgett's mill.
Now, if you were taking a
turn,
okay,
of corn,
all right, that's the amount you take at one time to the mill.
Yes.
Did you ever use the term grist or grist?
No, we didn't. It wasn't very common in this country.
Mm-hmm. And then the amount of wood that you might carry in both arms, like this
arm load,
and then this in that lamp there is a
light bulb,
and the thing that if you were picking apples or something, you put them in a
basket.
And the thing you put in a bottle after you've opened it.
Cork.
And there's a musical instrument you blow on.
Juice harp.
That's the one you twang.
And the... let's see. Harmonica.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. But I just wondered if you ever called it either a mouth harp or a French harp.
French harp, we called it French harp.
Is common then. And then the thing you drive nails with.
Hammer.
I want to ask you about a wagon, some parts of the wagon. The part of the wagon that would come up between the two horses.
The tongue.
And then on a buggy that would go up on either side of
it. Shafts.
And then they on a wheel, the part that
tire has, and the fella band.
Now, the fella band is different from the
tire.
It's
what the tire goes round. The fella band is made out of wood. The tire is iron. It goes around the fella band.
Does the fella band keep the fellas in place? Is that?
No, it keeps the spokes and the.
Oh, the fella band is the fella. I mean, it's
yeah.
I mean, the parts of the wheel as they're hooked together.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the. But when they're all joined together. They're called the fella band.
Yeah.
Would you have a name for just one of those pieces when you're putting the wheel together?
No.
I just wonder if you ever use the term a fella for just one of those.
Yes.
But they call it a fella band. I've never heard that. That's very interesting. Yeah. But it makes good sense.
I wrote an article in the paper not long ago and wanted to know what the calibrating machine was. I saw it in the Smithsonian Institute and I had forgotten.
Uh-huh.
It's got a handle to it and it's made... well, I'll show it to you. I keep all my articles that I've written, and I just that instrument right there is a calibrating machine, and I had written, asked what it was, and it's called a traveler. You go around the fella band, and then you go, and then you mark all, you count the number of turns, the revolutions that your wheel makes, and then make the tire 1/8 of an inch shorter than the fella band, because it'll pull the fella band tightly together, holding the tire stay on.
Uh-huh.